Welcome, everyone. This is Vandana here with you for class number 5. I am super excited to be with you on the last class for this series on Divine Healing Intervention. Wow. The energies keep getting higher and higher and higher every week, and I'm just so grateful to all of you who have been present for all of the calls in this series and who really resonate with these divine healing processes, with these teachings. And it's all about allowing ourselves to become divine healing partners, really, with the universe. And that's what 5D and 6D consciousness, this expanded consciousness, this infinite consciousness, that's what the energies are helping us with. They're helping and healing, they're assisting and guiding us to empower ourselves and our own unique divine connection with spirit, with source, with all that is. So today, what I'm being guided to share, to facilitate with everyone, is to really go over the steps and just to make sure that you can all apply them and it feels comfortable and easy and you gain more and more confidence in your abilities to be that open receptacle, that conduit to the messages, information, and the intelligence from divine source. And so I'd like to just start out with just a little breath work. So please just drop everything that you were doing before you join me today. And allow all of those energies in your environment or anyone that you spoke to on the phone or that you emailed or that emailed you, any communications, any 3D communications, to just fall off and away from your entire being and bodies. And just on the exhale, as you're breathing in the accelerated living source light, the divine light above you, as you open to the light above you, just allow any mental activity, overactivity of the mind, any overthinking or analyzing, like where you are right now, or any heavy, dense emotions, please just allow them all to release and discharge through the soles of your feet. As you breathe in and absorb and inhale more and more divine light, divine wisdom, divine grace, allow anything that is not of divine, that is not in your divine nature, to release through the soles of your feet to the soul of the earth, to and through the inner hollow earth and the earth's crystalline grids right below you. And just breathe up another deep, full breath of all of the support, the nurturing, and the intervention from Gaia, from Tara, our earth mothers. Breathe up the earth's grids and all of the nurturing, the nourishment, the support, the abundance that will allow you to be a receiver and transmitter, that will allow you to speak through your God voice, through your soul voice, and through your God bodies, that will allow you to receive in the blink of an eye all of the downloads and upgrades that you need on your way, on your soul mission, on your highest path to becoming a divine human, Divine you woman. So allow whatever resistance, whatever blocks, whatever fear, doubts, whatever doesn't allow you to embody your divine presence in each and every present moment and receive the gifts, blessings, and presence of your own divine presence, allow any interruptions, interferences, influences, anything outside of you, any distractions that that pull you away from your soul mission and your greatest joy, your greatest gifts, your true nature. Allow them all to release and move as you're connected, the soles of your feet, feeling that strong, solid, supportive platform right underneath, all that earth energy, the fertile soil, all of that intelligence, that grace. Allow whatever is not that to leave your systems, your minds, your heart, your gut. That doesn't allow you to trust your gut, trust your inner voice, trust your intuitive guidance system and your sacred holy heart. Allow all of that interference, that scrambled, scattered energy, the conditioning, the programs, the imprints, the karma, allowing all of that to just release and move up and through all the way up to your crown and above your head, all the way out into the arms, the loving arms of Sacred Source, outside of time and space, and allow yourself to release all of that in a sigh of surrender on the out-breath. Ha, you can do the ha breath, sending it all, shooting it all up, the density, the debris, the wasted energy of your precious higher mind, you know, all of that interference energy, releasing it all now. Emptying out. Yeah, opening, emptying, releasing. Softening and relaxing, expanding, merging your mind, your human mind, your human limiting mind, to the divine cosmic star mind of grace, of freedom, liberation, healing, wisdom, and intelligence, all of that elegance, all of that grace. And now on the next breath, be willing to be that open, sacred container, like a beautiful sequoia, ancient tree spirit being, like a hollow tree, a hollow bone, as you emptied out all of the trash, the toxic trash, the energetic, physical, mental, and emotional debris, density, duality, allowing all of that to just be transmuted into Source, allowing Source to take all of that, transmuting all the pain into peace, the heaviness you've been feeling, the blocks and burdens into light, transparency, and truth. Breathing back your authentic soul self, calling in your higher self, souls over souls, your beloved I am presence. I am that I am. I am that I am presence, your monad, your Godhead, allowing all of the parts of you, your higher self, your over souls, to come in, to radiate and navigate and activate your highest calling, your soul powers, your creative powers, to heal yourself, to heal others, and to be that channel, that divine conduit, sacred chalice of divine healing. So allow the answers, the solution sets, the healing and the repair to come in and move through you, through yourselves, opening up the ears of all of your trillions of cells. your chakras, nadis, meridians, every part of you. Allow that grace to move through you. The intelligence to activate your highest intelligence, your knowing, your truth, your trust, your sacred trust in you, your sacred trust in all that is. And allow all of these higher harmonic, harmonious, loving, benevolent, kind, and compassionate frequencies, energies from the higher realms, from the nameless light, from the suns, the stars, from the celestials, the angelics, archangels, and their divine twin complements, the divine feminine archangels, the Archaeas. Allow all of these divine healing entities to bless you now, to bless your life, your reality, your bodies, every part of you, your desires, your urges, your callings, your highest soul callings, just calling them all in and allowing them to just melt, dissolve, move, soften you, open you, expand you, and on all levels and layers of your being. Allowing it all to move exactly with its own intelligence, where your systems need it, where your muscles, tissues, blood and bone need the most energy, most healing. Breathing in all the divine color rays, the ascension rays, and allow them all to fill and fulfill your soul plan, and also to fill in the empty, barren parts of you that feel depleted, that feel unattended or neglected, ignored, overlooked, denied, repressed, or suppressed, and allow these beautiful golds, silvers, platinum rays, plasmic, photonic sparks, pulses, particles of light, allow those all to light up your own divine spark and your true nature, your soul essence, without you having to know how to do this. Your healing bodies already know how. So allow this intelligence to move through you, softening any numbness, melting any numbness, any hardened, dense energy, softening and melting, unraveling and unwinding, any tension, any stress, any struggle, energies, trauma, energies, blocks or burdens, and allow all of these beautiful, benevolent, kind, healing energies and blessings to move through your feet, releasing them. Detoxifying and draining all of the false beliefs that you've held, the conditioning, the programming, any dysfunctional patterns, energies, dis-ease, allowing that all to move through your feet right into the very core of our planet, of our ascending planet. Moving it all the way down into the inner crystal sun at the core of Gaia and Terra Nova, the new earth. And giving, allowing all of the ascended ones, the ancients, the elders, the beings, the Lemurians, the Telosian beings, beings from Mu, the first Earth, allowing all of your Earth records to heal, to be rewritten, amended, edited, creating new promises, vows, intentions for your healing and for the healing of all sentient beings who require your unique way of healing and being of service. And now go ahead and drink up and pull up those earth grids all the way up through the top of your head, releasing all fear, all how-tos, all details, all concerns, all procrastinations, delays, hesitations, anywhere in your life that you've ever put off your healing work. When you've put it to the side, when you've denied or couldn't own, claim, acknowledge, appreciate, or honor your soul gifts, releasing all of that energy, the heaviness, density, duality, polarity, the confusion, the illusion, the conflicts, and replace that all with resolution. Anything unresolved, any trauma, energy still unresolved, undigested, unprocessed in your stomach, your digestive system, anywhere you haven't fully processed and integrated all of these rapid transformations on the planet. Just let go of all of the ways that you've judged or compared yourselves to other healers, to other teachers, to other gurus, to other spiritual seekers that you might perceive are further along the path than you are. Release, allow all of that to dissipate and discharge through the top of your lotus-petaled, thousand lotus-petaled Sahasrara chakra above you, above your crown, releasing all of that. Trusting all of that, trusting that you no longer need these polarity pulls to pull you or push you in the right direction, that you are one with all that is, with Creator, Creatrix. And we ask Creator, Creatrix, Source, God, Goddess, Mother, Father, God as one. We ask for all of the divine healing, assistance, and intervention. We ask to maximize continuous healing intervention from all of the divine healing entities, the most appropriate divine healing entities, groups, teachers, loved ones, masters, rishis, avatars, saints, counselors, ministers, divine doctors, surgeons, shamans, kahunas, hunas, and all of your star tribes who carry your unique brand and prescription of soul medicine. To sprinkle space dust, soul medicine, in the form of white flowers of peace and divine roses from the sisterhoods of the roses, and all of the Amrita, drops of honey, elixirs, medicines, remedies, essences, to activate and awaken, to upgrade you from the inside out. They know the dosage. They know what you need. They know. They can see you. They know you. They feel you, even when you have given up and could not. And they say, please never give up. We are always here with you. We respect your free will. We are here, always by your side, by your bedside, by your desk side, wherever you work, wherever you play. We walk with you. We fly with you. We are winged. We have 2 feet. We have 4 feet. We come in all shapes, forms, and sizes. And we, the most appropriate healing entities, are always available when you call upon us, when you ask. You will always receive it in the most appropriate form, the way that would be easiest for you to accept it and receive and trust that you are well on your way, on your path of your highest ascension, on your highest soul ascension timeline. Now allow the Christed grids, Archangel Metatron, overseas, And is the cosmic guide and guardian, the archangelic guide that will oversee this divine intelligence from the highest divine orders of angels, calling in, calling down the seraphim sustenance salve, the divine healing balms, the ointments to sustain, to maintain this highest vibrational alignment with the divine, with your divine parents, with your star tribes from your original home planet, from all of the home planets that felt like home, and allow this beautiful Christed crystalline grid to descend down and through you and all around you, guarding you, supporting you, protecting you, as it does. Breathe in all of this help and assistance and allow it to transform you. Beautiful. Continue breathing, expanding, opening, softening, allowing the angels and the archangels, Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, to stand guard in your room, in your space, your sacred altar, your sacred space. And allow their light to grow and to glow like pods and pillars of light, mists of light, filling up your space, allowing your bodies, your cells, your DNA to be cleansed, cleared, and purified of any distortion energies and any lower vibrational densities. Releasing all of that and allowing them to work on your field, to open and adjust, to readjust your fields, your bodies, around your physical body. And breathing in their emerald fire from Archangel Raphael, the electric blue flame and fire from Archangel Michael behind you, holding your back, supporting your back, healing your past. Raphael is in the east, Michael's in the south, calling in Gabriel from the west, allowing all of your dreams to come true, healing all of your emotional bodies. And Uriel in the north, right before you, helping you to communicate, speak your truth, speak up, speak out, and allowing your root chakra to open, to align with all of the divine healing support from Mount Shasta, Lumeria, Talos, Mu. The Aloha Spirit breathing that all the way up from Archangel Sandalphon under the earth and pulling up the earth's grids to ground you, to help you to anchor all of this divine light, truth, healing, and wisdom all the way down through and around you, so that all beings, all sentient beings, all energetically sensitive souls, all empaths may benefit, may raise up, may rise up to your higher vibration. And the seraphim, cherubim, Elohim, or Ephim, all of that healing balm, that ointment, that ambrosia, the liquid ambrosia, allow it all to be poured over you like a beautiful chalice, over and through you, like a beautiful funnel of light, entering down and through your higher evolved brain, your genius cosmic brain, the one that knows how to manifest and how to embody this energy, how to become your abundant true self, how to prosper with these new earth energies, how to hold, maintain, and sustain the new earth energies of 5 and 60 consciousness, of unity, community, of truth, transparency, of authenticity. Being your authentic true selves is the only way to prosper. And if you are still trying to force the old 3D structures, matrix of enslavement, bondage, unawareness, unconsciousness, settling for less than you deserve, doing what you do not love or enjoy, this will only slow you down and keep you stuck. Stuck in the old energies and stuck between worlds. We now ask to open up all of these portals of protection as we drop down and descend upon your crown and all around you, 360 degrees all around you, your room, your home, including your neighborhood, your city, state, country, the entire world, the entire planet, solar system, the cosmos, the galaxies of all that is, all the way out to infinite consciousness. We now call upon this beautiful, infinite ascension chamber of nameless light that has no name. It shines so bright. This is the ultimate dimension that has no number. It is numberless, it is shapeless, and it is formless. But it is filled with grace. Allow this purple portal, this pyramid of protection, crystal, amethysts, rose quartz, gemstones, of radiant richness, of wealth consciousness, of magical mastery and divine alchemy, allowing all of these blessings to surround you and just stretching out your auric field, your aura, your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, etheric, causal, subtle bodies, allowing all of you, all of yous, all of the versions of you to align with the divine. And now resting in your heart space, placing your hands over your heart space, coming back fully, grounding and anchoring all of this higher dimensional, interdimensional, multidimensional, magical, mysterious mastery into, through you, all around you. Beautiful. So let us drink some water now, coming back to our sacred space. Let's connect once again through our hearts, sending a beautiful golden column of light, a heart spark between us, surrounding us, drawing a beautiful crystal white circle around us, keeping our space neutral from any outside external forces, positive or negative. We are now in a safe medicine sacred space where the divine intervention can be known, shown, healed, and revealed as it is most appropriate for our highest and greatest good and for the highest and greatest good of all of our loved ones and all beings in our lives. On the out-breath, coming back to your heart space. We're out of the mind. We are deep, deep, deep into our heart now, our intuitive guidance system. This is a ninth wave Mayan frequencies of 9D. And this is the way that we've been asking for. This is the only way that we can thrive as a species, as we ascend into the higher dimensional frequencies of pure love and light, oneness and unity consciousness. So I'd like to just review the steps so it's easy for you before we do the steps and get into our left brain. We're now, we're in our right brain right now, the feeling brain, the intuitive, the feminine, the receiving, the patient, loving, wise, still brain, the psychic, telepathic part of us. So let's just allow that side to equalize and harmonize with the left side of our brain. So we not only can feel good, relaxed, and very highly vibrational, very relaxed and blissful, but we also want to incorporate and integrate the left side of our brain, which is the one that, it's the intellect. It's the one that takes the inspired action steps in the world, in the physical form. So let's go ahead and breathe into the left and the right side of your brain in a whole brain breath. Breathing in from the galactic core, great central sun, and the 22 galaxies that surround the Milky Way galaxy in a beautiful diamond template, a diamond structure right above us. And let's just connect with this diamond light right now. Allow that diamond light, that diamond structure, to move closer, to descend down and upon us, radiating and releasing its diamond light codes, the light codes of immortality, the light codes of ascended bliss, of health, wealth, and well-being, of eternal life and the fountains of youth. Allow it to move down and through our systems, our structures, our intelligence, connecting our minds with this intelligence, and allowing that beautiful diamond structure to start to rotate and spin, to enter into our field with your consent and full permission. And if you're willing to receive this activation, this divine light infusion, just say yes. Allow it to move through you and to release all of these higher galactic codes of colors, shapes, forms, of sacred geometry, structures, tetrahedrons, merkabas, all of this cubes, flowers of life, fruits of life, and allow this light to move through your brain. Higher mind lighting up like a Christmas tree right behind your forehead. The angel lobes lighting up, harmonizing with each other, the left and the right brain. Allow it to clear out the memories, the frequencies, the intensities, and the overwhelm, the triggers, the charges, allowing it to harmonize your neurological circuitry, emptying out like a sonic volcano all distorted thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, all trauma, stress, and struggle, overthinking, overdoing, that diamond light, that diamond galactic structure, that matrix is now within you. So breathing that in, taking it in, and allowing it to clear out the lower brain, moving to the back of your brain stem, the old ancient survival brain that won't allow you to thrive. Opening and expanding the higher brain. Trusting the process. And allowing all of those energies from the lower brain to melt, to soften, to liquefy, and to drain out and through the opening in your zeal point chakra, your well of dreams, the limbic brain, the amygdala, containing all of the ancient memories, all of the lifetimes, incarnations, everything that you've ever experienced, allowing that to cleanse and clear. Ooh, yeah, opening and emptying out all of the density and debris there, the waste, allowing it to spill and slide, slip and slide down your spine, opening up all that energy between your brain, your throat, clearing out congestion, mucus, and allowing that all to move through you. Moving down, releasing you from the blocks of burdens on your shoulders, and just see all those, that beautiful diamond polishing, cleansing, liquefying, purifying all of the darkness and density. And see it moving down your arms, down through your hands and fingertips, shaking off the remaining excessive energies you've been holding and storing in your brain, in your nervous systems, endocrine systems, in your hormones, your emotional chakras, sexual chakras, and all the vows of poverty and celibacy that are still locked away, buried deep in your subconscious, your unconscious mind, your cells, and your DNA. So allow that all to continue. We're going to maximize it and send it continuous healing so that it continues running even after our physical time together today. Allow it to all keep flushing, draining, detoxifying, replacing it with clean, pristine waters. So go ahead and breathe up the clean, fresh, pristine waters from under the earth, in the inner hollow earth realms, Talos, Lemuria, Agartha, the halls of Amenti, and allow all of the ascended beings and masters, your earth families, the ancients, elders, the Kachina power spirit beings, the Hopis, the indigenous ones, the First Nations peoples, and allow your roots to get even stronger, to feel that connection, that earth connection in a whole new way. And just breathing up all of the crystal waterfalls from the Amazonian rainforests, the jungles, the roots, the fertile soil, the flora, the fauna, the ley lines, all of your timelines that you've ever lived on, allowing that all to flush, to move, to radiate all the way up through you in these beautiful mineral springs, these geomagnetic, thermal, warm, and soothing mineral springs. This is like a bath. It's bathing you with all of this nature energy. So allow that all to just move all the way up through your feet, legs, lower, middle, upper chakras, front and back, side to side. Opening up your palm chakras, your feet, your soul chakras under your feet. And all of the new ascension chakras. And allowing it again to rise all the way up and out through the top of your crown, releasing anything that is not yours, doesn't belong to you, that you've empathically identified with, that left traces or remnants, residue of trauma. Releasing it all now, straight into source, outside of time and space, off this planet. Again, calling in your Palladian family, your families, your star tribes, the Sirian star tribes, Venusian, Andromedan, Arcturian, Lyran or Lyrian, all of the planets, the star system, star nations, galaxies, realities you come from, all the way back to the very first family, that first loving family, your soul family, calling back all of your soul groups to help you through whatever you're experiencing now on your soul plan that your soul has asked for, helping you to heal, to self-heal as a divine partner, as a divine healing partner, and allow all of this intelligence to move through you, awakening and activating your highest potential to heal, to transmute, to transform, to change any patterns, any illness, anything that is holding you back, that has its grip on you, anything keeping you in bondage, shackles, any enslavement energy, any old ancient memories from past lives that are still playing out in this or parallel lives that might ever affect your future lives and future timelines. Calling in your highest future self to come and merge with you now. The highest, healthiest, wealthiest parts of you. This greatest, grandest, highest aspect of you. Allowing that beautiful, wise soul, your eternal soul spark, to come down. Enter through your crown. Allow that diamond to spread and sprinkle its diamond light codes, ascension codes, all the way down and through you, filling up every opening, every part of you, healing all of your wounds and all the wounds from others that you've taken on and are still carrying, holding, storing. Allow that all to melt, to soften, to smooth, and to exit, to shrink, dissolve, and dissipate, discharging all of that heaviness and density down and through you, all the way down and through you, imagining dark, murky, muddy waters and fluids, since we are 70% water, if not higher, allowing all of that to release through your feet, allowing Gaia, our earth guardian, Tara, our higher earth guardian and mothers, to transmute, recycle, and allow all of that pain to turn into peace. All of that density to transparency, light, luminosity, so others may see your gifts, may recognize your magnificentness in a whole new way. So allowing the energies to come down from the Chrysid grids, the earth grids to come up, and just allow them to playfully meet and merge in your heart, and just unzip any remaining armor around you, any doubt, mistrust energy that you've absorbed and taken on for others, your families, from friends, from lovers, from your ancestors, releasing those empathically identification wounds from generation to generation to generation that won't allow you to heal yourself, to receive crystal clear information and guidance. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Let's talk to your bodies right now. This is the process that you've been waiting for. Let's begin to set an intention for this call. What is your physical healing intention? Allow yourself to connect and communicate with every part of your body, your physical body today. And notice as you scan your bodies and the space that surrounds your bodies, notice what parts of your bodies feel out of alignment, imbalance, unwell, denser, tighter. And notice what parts of you feel more expanded and lighter. Just notice the sensations as you breathe, breathing in that golden plasmic light, that beautiful ribbons and waves and streams of platinum light, all coming down, all for you, all true, for you, through you, around you. While you're still very much grounded and present in your physical temple, feeling safe and guided and so loved, so nurtured, so held by Spirit, by Shekinah. Just notice what you notice here. What is your intention? Please write it down. If you have a journal, a writing instrument, so you won't forget. The most important thing that Spirit wants you to know is that this work is for yourself. It is with yourself. This is a very personal journey. And each of us is finding our own ways that we can receive the messages. Some see Spirit, some hear, some know, some feel, you know. Doesn't really matter which way you sense the information coming through that's missing in this dimension that hasn't even probably been invented, discovered, designed, or created. You're receiving quantum information now. You're allowing yourself to honor and embrace your worthiness, your deservedness. You've released the bread of shame. You are meant to do this work. You are ready and willing. And if there's a block that comes up, a challenge, an obstacle, you have the tools. You have the quantum healing tools to let all that go and to allow yourself to be totally, divinely present, no longer in the past mind of regret or the future mind of fear of the future, expectation. What if all of those energies are no longer required on the new earth? So, notice what symbolic language might come down or up or through you. This can be soul language, light language, angel language, whatever language is coming through, whatever your guidance system is showing you and revealing, that is perfect for you. So just know and trust. So until you're able to speak directly to your higher self, let's start out by talking to your body. You have the tools. There may be still a part of you that might feel self-conscious or silly, or might not even believe that we have the power and the authority and the sovereignty to speak to our bodies. Because we are our own body's spirit guide. Our higher self is our own body spirit guide. So before you can speak to directly to your higher self, you might want to just start speaking directly to your body. And this is going to, you might receive just a very basic answer, but it might be something that will get you moving in the direction of greater depth and understanding. The main thing is that you are looking within for your answers. This is 5D, 6D. The old 3D is basically allowing you to, only allows you to receive limited healing. Conditional healing. This healing is unconditional. This healing is unlimited. The main thing is that you're looking within for your answers, right? You're not looking outside of yourself, but we've been so deeply conditioned and programmed to believe that we have no choice when we always have total, free, infinite choice. Right, so this is not necessarily a quick fix, like taking a pill or putting a Band-Aid on the symptom. This is getting to the root cause, which is always the root cause of all physical pain, suffering, is spiritual, is emotional. So if there is still something lying in your emotional bodies that hasn't been addressed, that hasn't been looked at, that's been avoided or overlooked, denied, ignored, if there is any resistance there, and this emotional wound, this spiritual wound, this soul trauma is still there, when you call upon your divine healing partners, they will help you, as you have the power to take 50% of responsibility for your own healing process, and the other 50% you allow spirit to work on you. Through you, through your doctors, Eastern, Western, doesn't really matter, because they are overseeing them, their treatment. They are overriding you and them. So they are, I like to say, your doctor's doctors, your surgeon's surgeons, your shaman's shamans. This is the highest, highest information, highest level of divine healing. So please just know that whatever answers you receive, and this is a daily process where you're just sitting in sacred space, whatever answers you receive is perfect for you and is the most appropriate. You always want to start out with, please download me with the most appropriate information that I can handle, that I can process, and that I can receive with ease and grace. Because if you're going to call in the millions of groups of divine healing entities that are available in all worlds, realms, dimensions, and timelines, that might be overwhelming. And you might not get the specific information and healing that you've been asking for. So please be specific. Please set a very focused intention before you open up the sacred space. You see, you have all of the answers. You just sometimes might not always believe that you do. And so we get back into that, the apps and the default programs. And it's like a looping system. And we say, you know, I tried this, I tried that, and it worked for a while. And you lose patience with yourself. You go back to the 3D, say, well, you know, maybe I'll try acupuncture, or I'll try some homeopathic medicine. But the thing is, if you forget about all the parts of you, that 50%, and you just allow yourself to be passive and not proactive in your own body's healing process, then you are forgetting who you are. You are forgetting that you are spirit in physical form. So this is an integrative approach, just like if you were to go to, let's say, an Ayurvedic center, an ashram, or perhaps Chinese medicine works well for you. And there are all different types of practitioners there. There's an acupuncturist, there's a massage therapist, there's cupping, there's Panchakarma, if it's Ayurveda that you're interested in. Follow your body's guidance. Whatever resonates for you, you will know. It will feel super light and expansive. So just like this exists, in spirit, in the higher dimensions and realms, you also have so many different types of practitioners. So please call in the most appropriate. Please state what the imbalance is, and then they will come. Even if it's just one master being that shows up, that is more than enough. And much of the time, they come in while you're sleeping in dream time, and they download you with information, with answers to your questions. So please write down your questions before you go to bed. Just, you can even write down a list, not too many questions, but just be very clear and concise. And write it down. What do you need healing for? Be specific. You can keep it under your pillow, or you can place it in a drawer by your bedside. Light a candle. You know, you could set aside some fruit or something or a flower to show them that you are committed to your own healing process. And then they will come. And you can let go of all the details, because when you wake up, they'll have been working on you. And everyone who signed up for this course has, since day one, since you signed up and filled out that form, you've all been worked upon. You've said, yes, I'm making this commitment. So this is, again, just because we don't see energy doesn't mean that energy doesn't exist. So just know that they're all working on your highest, greatest behalf. They're all reorchestrating the universe, setting it all up so that you can fall into divine alignment with all of the health and healing you deserve. Beautiful. So, in other words, we want to never give up. We want, even if we don't see immediate proof that something has changed or we feel better, or maybe the energy is moving too slow for us and so we tend to get discouraged. Or maybe we feel we don't deserve to be healed to begin with. These are all blocks that we can work on. And that's why you have the Rich Race and Reality Reset quantum tools, these clearing statements. So please use them. I was on the phone the other day with a client, and I said, are you using the rich clearing statements? And she said, yes, but sometimes I forget, or I tried a few times and I didn't really see that much of a difference. You know, it's still going to work, because it snaps you back into a higher reality, into your present, into the present now moment. And it works quickly and effectively and efficiently, because it contains all of the healing traditions, all of the divine, sacred light codes and source codes that have ever existed in any healing modality and tradition. So it incorporates and integrates everything, and it happens. The change happens, maybe very subtle at first, or it may be very dramatic where you can really notice that everything is changing. It's up to you. You're in the driver's seat. You can ask to maximize the healing rate. You can set your dial, like we gifted you in one of the last classes. The transmission was, You have that energy dial. Please use it, and please remember to use all the tools. You can dial up the energy and intensify, not intensify, but you can accelerate the healing frequencies a little bit faster with this dial, right? Or you can slow down the energies if it feels like it's just too much coming at you at once, too much chaos, too much confusion or uncertainty. So just know you can, this is how you dial into spirit, using that energetic dial. Great. Okay. So even if you don't see physical proof, when you call them, you may receive some other type of confirmation. Maybe a sign or an omen or maybe lots of magical synchronicities. Everything just seems to fall into place. Isn't that great when that happens? Don't you love that? I love it. I really love it. I'm like, whoa, I really feel the presence of you. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, divine healing entities, because they come through conversations we might overhear, TV, radio, a song, a phone call. You might receive an unexpected check in the mail. You know, you can actually ask for any kind of healing that you require to feel safe and supported, even abundance. So the divine healing organizations, this collective, are made up of many, many types of specialists, and they know exactly the medicine that you need. So it's really, really cool. So remember, this is a process, but you won't really see the changes very often if you don't actually start calling them in and following the steps that you already have. So it's a process. There's not one answer. There's not one thing or action step that is the answer for everyone. It's just an accumulation of actions and things that move you, that will move you to the answers to your questions, to be in right relation with all that is and with yourself. And this is called self-reconciliation. And that's when you want to bring in the Ho'oponopono, the forgiveness prayer. That's when you want to follow the forgiveness meditation to let go and to cut cords from others or soul ties. And this forgiveness meditation, Ho'oponopono, will help you with that. Because many times we're carrying around other people's pain, suffering, and sorrow, their stress, their anxiety, their panic attacks in our bodies. And we no longer need to do this. As a matter of fact, we cannot do this if we want to sustain the higher dimensional frequencies, if we want to ascend with ease and grace. Yeah. So remember, the only objective in the body that's delivering the messages is to really get them delivered and understood. Once you get the messages, once they're delivered, and once you get it, and once you listen to your body and your body says, hey, slow down, and you actually slow down and you listen with all the ears of your trillions of cells and your bodies, like you're opening up all of the ears inside of you to truly hear and to truly listen. The only way we can receive healing is to stop, slow down, and listen. If we don't do that, we can't hear the guidance. I hope that makes sense. So ask the pain in your body. Let's say it's your knees. Knees, what is it that you need? What are you trying to tell me? And not only just say, oh, yeah, like, oh, maybe it was from that slip and fall. Maybe there's a part of me that still feels guilty or that's still blaming yourself. There's some type of emotional block, right? There's some type of possible fear that, ooh, what if it happens again and I'm going to be incapacitated? What if no one's available or around to take care of me if it happens again? Ask your knee what it needs to feel safe and flexible to release the indecision or the inflexibility, the fear that's still held in your knees. That's just one example. And when you get it, when your body says, thank you for listening to me. And when you love your body and you send positive, loving messages to your body will respond. It'll change its shape and form, its weight, its density. It will work for you. Your body is here to serve you. You are the director. You are its guide. You are its spirit guide and guardian. So when you send loving, positive, peaceful messages, you are making peace with your body. And there's no reason to have pain because your body is signaling you, messaging you like an instant messenger. Hey, why do I have all these headaches? Talk to the headache, talk to the consciousness, the energy and spirit of your crown chakra, of your head. Are you carrying around too much information in your busy brain? Are you not spending enough time in your body? Is there a disconnect between your head, your heart, and your body? Yeah? So I think that that should start making sense now. And I sincerely hope it does, because the thing is, we not only have to hear it and receive it, but act upon it. And then your body no longer needs to deliver these messages. So whatever aches, pains, or symptoms were being used to deliver the messages will now be gone. There's no longer any reason or need for the pain. And I know this may sound simple, but we do live in a very simple, elegant, non-complicated universe. It's just our minds that get in the way, that distract us from this, that make everything more complicated than it actually truly is. So the process is in asking the questions. So go ahead and write down three questions now. If you want to know something, we have to ask. Many times we've given up on asking because we feel like we don't have access to the answer, or we don't deserve to actually know. Or maybe we lost trust and faith in our own abilities to care for ourselves. Maybe because the people that were assigned as our physical families on this earth, maybe they didn't take care of us because they were never taught how to love and honor their own bodies and take care of and nurture themselves. Everything that's bringing up for you, unlock it, release it, breathe it out, let it go, and rich. This is a simple process. And when you start asking clear, specific questions, your body will deliver clear, concise, specific answers to your questions. And one question might lead to another and another and so on, right? Questions are very important. This is true in everything. So if you ask a simple question like, body, what do you need? You might get an answer in that moment. You might get an answer a week, a month, a year from now. But it's a very open-ended question, isn't it? It's just like when you communicate in your Akashic records, your soul records, your book of life, and you ask very broad, open questions. Probably the degree and level of the answers won't probably move you in any particular direction. It might just frustrate you, if anything. But if you really tune in and start scanning your body and sitting with your body and being, just being in that very open, sacred space, even if it's for just 15 minutes a day or even 10 minutes a day when you first wake up and before you go to bed, tune into your body, release from your chakras all the energies you pulled in and took on for others. And in the morning, breathing and playing, breathing in the creative life force, the fuel to energize your creative visions, your dreams, your desires. You're just connecting with universal flow, with oneness, with the creative light of all. So you see, if you ask a question, while you're sitting, and all of a sudden you start feeling like, oh, what is this pain in my wrist? Ask your wrist. What is it that you need? And send loving messages like, I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. I'm sorry. Ho'oponopono. Please forgive me if I am on the computer too much. Please forgive me if I think I have to be to earn a living, to be abundant, to pay my bills, when I actually don't, once I tap in more frequently to divine healing. You see? So there is no judgment, there is no comparisons, there is no... there's nothing separating you from your body. Your body is your divine instrument. So please love it. Send it messages out loud, telepathically and out loud, and it will work in your favor. It will serve you. Say, body, wow, thank you. I now remember that I can heal myself, and notice the pain subsiding. Sending Reiki, sending universal life force energy, pranic healing, whatever type of accelerated light healing you want to transmit it, you are a divine instrument of healing. So you can do this already. So remember, the more specific the question, the more specific the answer, right? Always, if you have a pain, or some part of your body feels heavy and dense or out of alignment, whatever it is a part of you that's not aligning with the divine, that is not accepting or receiving its guidance, that has actually fallen offline, just like on your computer. So we want to be in divine alignment with all that is, with all the magical solutions to our healing. At first, it's easiest and probably the most practical thing to talk to your body, like I said, to send these beautiful messages of love, to pay attention to it, to talk to it, to get body work, to really nurture it like a newborn baby. You want to acknowledge all of your body parts for the work that it's doing. Tell your body parts, and you can even write this down now, what part of you hurts? Is it your stomach? Do you hold and suppress? Do you have a withholding pattern in your stomach? Do you stuff your feelings with food? Is there any part of you that still cannot accept or forgive? Any part of you that doesn't approve of you? That hasn't made peace with itself? So you want to acknowledge the gift of your body. Your body responds beautifully to any messages like this because your voice is the voice of God. Your body will do whatever you ask. Whatever you ask or say, it is your willing servant. It is here to serve you in the highest and best way. But it can only do its job if you allow it to do its job. It might actually have a harder time to help you if you're not treating it well or respectfully. So I want you to think about this for a moment. Your body is your home. How much time are you spending within it instead of outside of it, hovering around it? How much are you feeling like you're actually present in your body during the course of your days? Your body is a finely tuned machine that is made to last for a very, 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 very long time. And it can heal itself. It knows how if we don't interfere and get in the way of this divine instrument. And your words are so powerful. Please. Please pay attention to what you're saying to it. Your words, your thoughts, your actions. Remember that nothing much will really change unless you are willing to change it. Take action steps in the physical world. So if you're saying, oh, I have a problem with, let's say, your sinuses, and it's like, my nose is always running, it's really embarrassing, I don't know what to do, it's always running all the time. So your body is hearing this. Your body is like, okay, well, my owner, my guide, my guardian is saying, that I have this problem, so I'm going to just listen to it, and that condition will continue. Because most of us don't know that we have this internal guidance system and this messenger that's always available. So instead of masking it with medication or putting a band-aid on it or numbing the pain or suppressing the pain with alcohol or food or drugs or sex, you can really get to the underlying message that your body is trying to tell you, and you can change it. We can get to the root of the cause. And you can send your body other messages. You can actually say out loud to your body, thank you, body. Thank you for being my servant. Because your body is just listening to you saying, you know what? Your wish is my command. So always mind your thoughts and your words. They're so much more, they are so powerful, much more powerful than you have ever given your voice credit for, or your words. Your body is always listening to you. So remember to treat your body with loving kindness. Even though we think our bodies are disposable because we're going to be traveling from body to body, our soul travels from body to body, our bodies are our most cherished possession. And this is the only body that we have. So please tune in. Set the dial to tune into your body and listen to what it needs. Does it need to exercise, move, walk, run? Does it need to sleep and rest more? Whatever it is, listen to your body. What vitamins and nutrients does it need? Because your body is your vehicle, is your guiding light. So the first step is always to get into this very still state of being, emptying out the mind, talking to your body parts. What are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to know? What do I need to hear from you? Even if it doesn't make any sense, listen to the very first answer that you receive and trust it. Well, the very first thing that comes into your mind, trust it. Even if you hear a very tiny, tiny sound, this may be the sound of your soul's whispers. May sound like a humming or a little, little still voice. It's coming from within you, not from outside of yourself. And that's why the old traditional paradigms of health and wellness are no longer working and probably never have. That's why the old systems are collapsing, making space for something new and better, allowing you to step into your highest soul truth. So however you receive the answers, it's perfect for you. Just know that something is going to shift when you ask. The information is coming through. Just trust what you hear, see, or know, and trust the answers always. This is the beginning of the process. Your body is not used to you speaking to it, so just be patient. Try to be patient. Your soul will find other ways to get the answer through to you. So this, like I said, it might come from like a book falling off of a shelf. Have you ever had that happen? A book all of a sudden, like you walk into a bookstore and it's like, okay, you didn't even touch the book or the bookshelf, but the book just falls open to a certain page. Whatever information is meant for you to know, to reach you, to heal you will know. And once you've received the answer, even if you haven't gotten the whole answer, you can start having a conversation. You can start having a conversation with that body part. Your body, if it's your knees, your body might be saying, you know, maybe the message is, you're being kind of indecisive. Maybe you should move in a new direction. Maybe you might, I had a friend who fell recently because she wasn't in her body. She was very ungrounded. She was in her head. She wasn't fully in her body before she went outside. And she was probably thinking about the past or the future. There's no wrongness here. It's just an example. So, you know, this is about being indecisive. And she fell on the left side and on her left knee, which is also, you know, not trusting your divine feminine, not being willing to receive or make a decision either way, maybe procrastination. Whatever it is, she wasn't listening to her bodies, and she certainly wasn't able to take action, but the injury did her a great favor and was actually a blessing in disguise. Why? Because it forced her to slow down. And you know what? You don't have to experience an accident or an injury to take time to slow down. So this is just an example. If you don't, sometimes the universe will set things up. So it's just so much easier to learn through grace than to learn through karma. So take an action step in your committed direction. You know, commit. Take proactive action steps and listen to the messages that your body has been designed to teach you. You are your body student and teacher. So because this planet is a free will planet, you don't have to do what your soul directs you to do, but please remember that your soul is the one with the highest overview, the highest perspective. And it can see the big picture of what you came here to do, to learn, to do. This is your communication system that you, your soul, set up for yourself. You can choose not to listen and do it your way. But when you get in your own way, you fall into the EGO, edging God out, the ego mind. You may fall out of sync with source. So we don't want that to happen. We want you to be in right relationship with source, with your body, and with the divine, with universal flow. So when you're on your right path, guess what? The symptoms will just fade away. They'll just disappear. The messages will disappear and new ones will come in because you're open. You're open to hearing. You're open to receiving. So just to review quickly, ask your body or your higher self, this is step number one, what is it that it's trying to tell you? All pain, all imbalance, all stress, all weakness, all dis-ease, all suffering of any form, physical form, is trying to help you, not trying to hurt you. It's trying to share with you its wisdom. So listen for the answer and always invite your higher self in as your guide and guardian. And then in time, your I Am presence will come in and hold the hand and be the guardian for your higher self. That is the highest, greatest aspects of you. Listen, acknowledge, be thankful for the answers, and take action. Take inspired action steps on the information that you're receiving from your beautiful, precious body. And enjoy your new course of action in your symptom free, pain-free life, being free of pain. This is just a matter of trusting and receiving. So let's just go over really quickly the 24 steps that you can take. Number one, clear your space. You can use vibrational sound healing instruments, including your own God voice. You can chant, you can sing, you can tone, you can hum, you can pray, you can recite your favorite mantras or the Ho'oponopono mantra prayer. You can invite in sage, rattles, drums, however you open and clear out your home environment or wherever you are at the time when you're calling in the divine. Rich the old 3D energies, raise the new 5D energies, and reset your reality. So you just want to continue running, practice this. It's as easy as saying, everywhere I'm in pain, everything that feels like and looks like rich. And feel as you breathe and open and expand, merge into any emotions that come up for you. Instead of fighting against them or forcing them out, just merge and blend. Merge and blend into any energies that come up and allow them to just exit, to just release. You can even set up a place in your body where those negative energies release and exit from. You can say, now I intend to release these unwanted, non-beneficial energies through the soles of my feet, through the palms of my hand, through the back of my heart, through the top of my crown, wherever it is, and just feel that sensation. Feel it leaving, releasing. Watch it moving further and further out and away from your personal grid into the grids of the earth or into the Christed consciousness above. And you're asking, the next step is to say the Ho'opono prayer to heal the past, forgive others, forgive yourself, and let it all go. You want to detach with unconditional love and forgiveness. You don't want to hold on to the past because that makes your journey so much heavier and harder to fly, to spread your angel wings. Imagine your thousand-petaled lotus blossom above your head is opening, expanding. This is all a series of life lessons, soul lessons, growth, and expansion. And whenever you experience a difficult relationship, even if it's the relationship that you have with your body, ask your higher self to tell you, to teach you what it is that you've learned about yourself, how this situation, this experience, this event has actually helped you and expanded you. How has this situation, although you've labeled it as painful and terrible, horrible and horrific, always look for the good, the positive, the teachings, the wisdom, and the medicine in every situation. Oh, like what is right about that situation? How? What have I learned about myself? How have I gotten stronger? How has this situation helped me to realize who I am and why I'm here? So you always want to see that silver lining behind everything. Remember, positive thoughts will always lead to positive feelings, positive experiences, positive relationships, and so forth. And all of the good, the good fortune, the blessings, the divine dispensations. Negative thoughts, if you're attracting negative things, events, people that complain, energy vampires, you know, people that just drain and deplete you, rob you of your energy, where you just feel so heavy at the end of the day, ask your higher self to come in and show you. Ask Creator to come in and show you, where am I holding negative thoughts or beliefs? in my consciousness, in my body and field, that is actually attracting all of this? And then just reach it. And in an instant, it's cleared in all of your lifetimes, timelines, and dimensions. Breathing in the golden plasmic light from the Christed grids and the galactic core, the Earth's grids in the planetary core, so you are expanded and you are grounded at the same time. You can use the universal breath like we do on every call. Before you, as you wake up in the morning, before you do anything, before you get on your computer, you can go ahead and breathe in the universal breath 12 times. And this way you're fully connected to Source on the Earth. So this way you are that rainbow bridge between heaven and Earth. Always want to be open to create that sacred space of neutrality and non-judgment. That's called the middle path. But of course, you always want to find the right and the highest path for you. You want to remain in stillness. You can light a candle. You can burn some sandalwood incense, some sage. Light a candle, like I said, that's always very nice. Dim the lights, put on your favorite music or sound healing track. And also the Kadosha prayer, Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabayos. This will instantly protect you and connect you to Source. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, God. And that's all you need to do. Call in the holy hosts, the heavenly hosts. And this will automatically connect you and raise your vibration. When your vibration is fine-tuned, when it's very high, that's when you'll notice that it's just easier. Everything is easier. Remain still in this space. Connect with your divine healing intervention team. Ask them for assistance. Thank them. Gratitude is everything. After you end the session, always want to, before you end the session, say thank you for the gifts. I accept the blessings, and I receive with gratitude. Thank you for the gifts. I accept the blessings, and I receive with gratitude. Three sentences, and that says it all. Gratitude is everything. The more grateful and thankful you are for your life, for your bodies, for your gifts, for your families, for your pets, for your home, for everything, the easier it is to access even more goodness. The easier it is for you to feel good, for you to be well, and for you to get well. Easier and faster. So just always practice gratitude. Thank them for being with you. Always, number one, ask, what is my priority? So go ahead and write that down now. What is priority? What is my body's priority? What does my body, what do I need to feed my body, to feed my soul, to feed my spirit? What do I need to be known and shown, healed and revealed at this time? Every day will be different. Not going to be the same every day. You're tuning inside instead of outside. Outside, there's a lot of static interference. Inside, it is just you. It is peace. It is space and grace. So identify the imbalance. What is the imbalance? When you tuned into your body will tell you. Could be a physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual soul level imbalance. What do you ask? What do I need to know to show me how to heal? And then you want to clear and cast out any physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, or soul trauma. Clear it and cast it out. Yes, you do have permission. Yes, you are your highest authority. Yes, you are the one you've been waiting for. You want to work with the light, play with the light, inhale, absorb, drink, swallow the light from above and the life, the prana from below you, pulling it in to your bodies, into your fields, into your consciousness. Ask the angelic, celestials, and medical teams to adjust your field as needed. Please adjust and readjust my field as needed. Open my heart portal and close any other portals that are hurting or harming me, that are creating interferences or energies that don't belong to me, that I am pulling into my body, into my field. So we're opening portals that have been shut down, the portals that contain your psychic and telepathic soul gifts, your special abilities, talents, your skill set, what makes you you. Opening up any shutdown of that, opening up your heart to heal itself, to love itself, to free itself from all past burdens and blocks, and to melt any heart walls that won't allow you to reveal your shining, Christed, lotus, sacred heart. So we want to open those portals, but at the end of each session, you want to ask the angelics, celestials, guides, and the medicals, all of the most appropriate specialists, you want to ask them to heal and seal any openings, rips, or tears from past wounds, accidents, injuries, or trauma, where parts of your soul left, right? So you want to call back your essence with your breath, calling back any lost or missing soul parts or pieces, or any broken pieces of your heart that broke off when you were hurt, when someone let you down, abandoned you, betrayed you, deceived you, or rejected you, or when you rejected, abandoned, and deceived yourself. Everything all that is rich. And then calling and breathing back your loving true nature, your innocence, your unconditional loving true nature. Yeah? Your playfulness, your joy, your sense of adventure, your passion for life. So this is all part of it. This is your session. This is your personal sacred daily healing work because you're worth it. This is not the age where we depend or co-create toxic bonds or cords with others and we listen blindly to others' advice. Because when you ask a million people, you'll receive a million different human messages, right? Oh, what should I do? Well, you should do this. Oh, really? Okay. This is what happens. And then you ask five other people and they'll say, no, don't do that. Do this. Because they're looking at it through their filters, through their history, through their past experiences. So you can only do what's light and right for you. So you want to go inside for the answers, not outside of yourself. That just creates even more confusion and separation from source, from your higher self, and from your own wisdom. So you have the priority. What is priority? Okay, I need to work on my healing business. Okay, thank you. How do I do that? Please show me how. Show me baby steps, simple steps. Show me one thing I can do today so that I can be closer to where I need to be. So I can live an authentic life, so I can reset my reality, and so say, well, okay, well, what's the imbalance? Why can't I do that? What's the block? Write it down. Write it down now so you won't forget. Why am I struggling with this for so many lives? Did I watch my parents and family struggle with money, with finances, with poverty consciousness, with lack, scarcity, and not enough? Whatever it is, write down the imbalance, identify it, and share with your divine healing entities. Please help me with this. I don't know how to do it on my own. I surrender. I will never give up, but I surrender to you. Please download me with the answers, the information that is not available in this realm, that can only be available outside of this time and space, outside of linear time and space. We want to go into the non-linear. We want to go into that state where all the answers can be found. So after you've identified the imbalance, clear and cast out, you know, all the trauma, inhale the light, okay, ask to adjust your field, speak to your pain, identify where is it that I'm carrying and storing my energies, but also others' energies. As a sensitive soul, as an empath, as a clairsentient being, we carry so much pain from the past, right? So much illness, so much suffering, so much anxiety. It gets passed down to us and through us. It can be found in our genes, in our DNA, in our cells, from the womb, from utero. So we really want to be crystal clear channels and vessels of higher awareness, of multidimensional awareness. So speak to your pain. Don't be afraid. Hey, pain, what can I do for you? How can I heal you? And if you feel it in a certain part of your body, your arms, your legs, your heart, your gut, your throat, your neck, your eyes or your ears, or maybe your head, just speak to that pain and say, you know what, you no longer have to carry around those energies. You can let it go now. Return all the pain, reach away all the pain, release, discharge it that doesn't belong to you, that's not true for you. Send it back, return it all. You don't have to keep one drop of that. Return it all. Say thank you for the lessons, right? Thank you for the awareness. Thank you for the resourcefulness, the strength, the way that it's allowed me to finally be free, to let go of the past. So just return it wherever it came from. You don't even have to know. Because maybe it came from 1,000 years ago. You don't have to know. You just have to be willing to ask. So we're sending it back to Holy Spirit, saying thank you, expressing gratitude, 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 and more gratitude for all the growth, the teachings, the medicine, the lessons. And then you want to breathe in the divine healing rays, which I'm going to be talking about in just a moment. You want to breathe in the ascension rays, the creation rays, into all the empty and barren places and spaces where parts of you broke off and left during early childhood, probably before 7, or past life. And a lot of this is ancestral and generational pain as well. If there is soul loss, you might even be experiencing soul loss right now. Chances are many of you have, because if you were in a relationship that drained and depleted you, and let's say you left the physical relationship, that person might be holding parts of your soul, pieces, memories, energies, because maybe it's really hard for them to let go of you. And that's when the interdimensional soul retrieval work is so important. And we'll be having more classes about that next. So let me know if you're interested in that. And then you can actually clean and scrub up all those missing soul pieces, that person that you were with, that you gave everything, you gave your all, you gave your love, you gave your, you know, your compassion, your caringness, you gave everything to that person, they're still holding it. Everything, those parts of you, you can take it back in a soul retrieval process. And then you can give them back all the parts of them that you are unaware of, that you're holding on to. So that would be in the, that would be a little bit more advanced, but definitely a lot of you are healers, so you can do this work yourself. So notice and just breathe in with these divine color rays. You know, where it kind of feels empty and dark and barren inside and numb. Have you ever felt that way? That's why. You know, you may still feel so tired, exhausted, and drained all the time, because other people are still pulling on you energetically. And even though you've terminated, you've ended the relationships in the physical world, there's still that soul connection and soul loss. So that's why these divine healing color rays really help a lot. You want to breathe them in. You want to pull them in. You want to insert them just with your intention. And fill yourself up with all of these beautiful soul colors, these rays of ascension. Ask your star guides to start sprinkling and tossing packets of star medicine, space dust, and that will kind of heal and seal any openings. Send healing blessings by sharing this intention with everyone that you know of or that you don't know or haven't met who could really, really benefit from this work, that don't know about this work yet, that are still living, in the 3D matrix, the 3D structures of dependence on others outside of themselves to fix and heal what they can do for themselves. Send it to them too. Most importantly, sending with your breath, blowing out blessings by sharing this intervention with all. Grounding. Someone asked me about grounding. Oh, well, how do I, you know, can you help me to ground? What do I do? Well, when you wake up in the morning, how do you ground? Because you've been flying and traveling in the higher realms, many of you in 4D. You pick up a lot of astral entities, some of you, not all. You know, you travel between dimensions more and more, especially the full moon. Happy full moon, everyone. So everything kind of seems very amplified and magnified. So, you know, although we say, oh, that was just a dream, there are parts of you that are actually traveling between worlds, lifetimes. So, how do you ground in the morning? Put your feet on the floor, stretch, you might do a little yoga, you might want to move around. If you are a caffeine fiend, you might want to go and grab some coffee or chai or tea. Have a nice grounding meal, something healthy, maybe a fruit, maybe some protein, a shake, a smoothie. Yeah. See, you already know how to heal. You might want to take a walk outside in nature. These are organic, intuitive processes that you don't really require much thinking because you already know how to ground. Grounding could be as simple as doing laundry, you know, throwing out the garbage, walking your dog. You know, taking a walk, hugging a tree, these are all, everyone has their own way of grounding. So it's very important to just breathe, sit in stillness and breathe in all of these energies. Being in nature, breathing in the fresh air and oxygen, being by bodies of water, that is all healing and grounding work. You might want to say your prayers. Whatever it is, set a healing request for the day. Thank your guides for hearing your prayers and your healing requests in this sacred, sacred visitation. And you may also tell the Divine Healing Intervention Team that they can now return. And you can also tell the angelics, you know, you can now return. Thank you for guarding me and protecting me, supporting this work. Thank you for adjusting and readjusting my field. Thank you for healing and sealing it. Thank you for allowing me to feel safe in my body again. You may now depart and watch them moving out and away from your field so they can be free to heal others. You don't need them being with you all the time because you already have you. So that is one very respectful way that you can honor the presence of your divine healing families. Say thank you for hearing my prayers. You can now return to your duties and obligations in the heavens and in the higher dimensions and realms to heal all who require your assistance. And then just journal about your experience because it's important to track your healing progress and record the shifts that you experience on your accelerated light healing path. Beautiful. Okay, let me just check the time here. What I want to do is I want to go over the divine healing rays. That's really, really important. Okay. So for the next few minutes, just put down your pen and your journal and just go inside. Call in the divine healing light in the form of vibration into any situation you find yourself in, any space. Call in this beautiful divine healing ray, healing lights into your bodies, your children, your parents, your pets, your plants, into your home. These light vibrations of 6 and 7D and higher are working on the resonance principle, raising your vibration through resonance. Allow yourself to breathe in, inhale, and absorb the divine light infusions as they move through you, radiate through you, and clear your fields of any lower vibrational views, emotions, and fears. Any density, intensity, overwhelm. Allow your vibration with the breath to rise naturally on its own, higher, vaster, expanding it out above your head, below your feet, and in all directions, 360 degrees, front, back, and side to side. We're going to call in the highest spiritual healings. We're going to maximize and send the highest levels of healing from the Himalayan healing entities, the healing entities from Brazil, from the Khalsa, the healing entities from Bhutan, from Siam, from Indonesia, from the Philippines, from Hawaii, from Lemuria, from Mu, from Talos, from Mount Shasta, from the Himalayan mountain peaks, and the inner hollow earth underground. Calling in all the shamans, the medicine men, women, wise men, women, all of the miracle workers, divine doctors, spirit surgeons, please come and extract gently and non-invasively all that I no longer require to hold and to carry, to store deep within me. Please take it. I surrender. I step out of my own way. And please fill me in with all of the highest frequencies and divine healing rays so that I may be of service. And at this point, you might feel waves of bliss, sounds, music, all of these unseen and unheard vibrations moving through you for the highest healing. Allow your consciousness to expand until it fills up not only this entire planet, but all worlds, realms, dimensions, universes, multiverses, and omniverses. Being in your heart right now, fully opening, opening, expanding, softening, right into the center of your soft, sweet, serene heart. Now breathing in the entire spectrum of divine pure color rays, calling them in for yourself, for others, just being that open vessel, connecting with the highest light. And now connecting with Archangel Ariel. Archangel Ariel, please take all mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, thermal, all energetic spells, hexes, curses, attached, unattached spirits, gene-induced imbalances, gene-induced panic attacks, gestational imbalances from the wound. Please, please, Archangel Ariel and all available and most appropriate angelics, archangelics, archeas, highest orders of angels, principalities, cherubim, seraphim, orifim Elohim, and Almighty God, Goddess of all that is, please cast away attached or unattached spirits, negative spirits, multiple spirits, attached or unattached spirits, negative obsessive presences. Please take them all gently, softly, and sweetly. Take them all from me now. Please help me to open the sacred space, to open wide, to trust, to prepare and listen to you. As I command out, I cast out, I clear all blocked energies and I give them to you, all to you. As you will all return back the purest aspects of my soul. And I ask to maximize the healing, to release any obsessive thoughts, obsessive compulsive points of view, any negative energies, beliefs, expectations. I ask you to please all the karmic clearing masters, the Akashic guides from the temples of Sankaras, from all of the beautiful palaces, temples, ashrams, from the highest and holiest spaces and places, please take from me. Burn in the violet flame, in the diamond fire, in the white holy flame of purification, transmutation, transfiguration. Calling in the divine feminine, the divine masculine. Sananda, Yeshua, Isho, Mariam, Mary Magdalena, mothers, all benevolent, kind, compassionate, cosmic and earth mothers, calling in all of this divine energy to burn away all limiting and non-beneficial soul contracts, Akashic records, vows, oaths, commitments, promises. Vows of silence, vows of suffering, loyalty vows, obligation vows, poverty vows, celibacy, chastity vows, attachment vows, vows of self-sacrifice, vows of worry, vows of not enough, vows of lack, vows of loneliness, vows of martyrdom, all vows, please burn them, take them, release them, help me to release them all into the fire pits, into the violet ray of transmutation, Saint Germain, Lady Portia. Please assist, oversee, and overlight me. Coming back to Archangel Ariel. Ariel, please, please, I ask you take away all empathic pain that I have ever pulled inside, that I no longer require to shine my light, that has blocked and diminished my light, that hasn't enabled me to move forward, to walk in beauty on my highest diamond, lightest soul path. And let's now ask Archangel Ariel to fill you in with these specific colors and healing vibrations. So opening up the top of your crown, opening up the space below you and above you, opening up your heart. Softening, relaxing all of your chakras, your spine, sitting straight up, breathing and pulling in the pink ray for unconditional love, and allow that ray to just shine a spotlight of unconditional love. Allow it to move through you and around you. Archangel Raphael, please help us with the green light of forgiveness. And just notice that you're now surrounded by an emerald green light. Divine healing ray of forgiveness, self-forgiveness, and letting go. Breathing in now a beautiful radiant ruby red ray of trust. Allow that red ray to highlight and spotlight exactly where it needs to go to ground you, to anchor you, to help you trust yourself, trust others, and trust that all is in divine order when you let go of the end results and the attachments to specific outcomes. Please allow yourself to breathe in, inhale, swallow, absorb the orange ray of courage, courage, confidence, courage and comfort, and allowing that temple, allow yourself to feel that you are in a temple of comfort, that everything feels so easy now, so comfortable, so natural. When you align with the divine, breathing in that orange ray of courage, sending it to any parts of you that need courage, your voice box, your throat chakra, your true soul voice, your soul language, and now breathing in the yellow light for illumination. The blue light for health, calling in the blue roses, and the blue light from Adama, from Telos, breathing in all of this beautiful Syrian starlight, breathing in the indigo light to open your third eye, fourth and fifth eyes, your multidimensional spirit sight centers, galactic eyes, breathing in the gamma rays to open up, lift away veils of illusion and confusion so you may see the truth, see your path with crystal clear vision. And now the violet light opening up the top of your head, connecting the beautiful columns of violet purple light in your violet purple pyramid, your portal of protection, just expanding and fanning the flames, allowing you to transmute lies that you've been telling yourself and others to truth and transparency. So you may know and speak the truth, see the truth, hear the truth, and be the truth. Embody truth and transparency. Breathing in the violet for balancing, rebalancing, restructuring all of your bodies into a divine human, into this higher dimensional advanced species, this avatar. And now just the golden white, the warm white and the pure white rays for communion, for protection, safety, joy, and happiness. All are your birthright. These color rays have now been delivered to you, delivered straight to your essence, to your core, to the center of you, to your first original 8 cells. Breathing them all in, allowing them to flow, to move, to dance, to surround you from the inside out with all of the energies, to fill in all the emptiness so you may feel whole and complete, no longer stuck, blocked, or stagnant. And breathing even more fully, taking 3 deep, slow, full breaths all the way into your lungs, your expansive, infinite lungs, breathing with the breath of God, breathing with the breath of the earth, of Gaia. Breathing into your lungs, everything, all of the color rays and the color therapies, color medicines that you need to energize your mind, body, and spirit. Feeling whole and complete. Whole and complete. Thanking the divine. Trusting the divine. And being the divine. Feeling safe, feeling loved. Feeling present and feeling and being free. Loka samasta sukino bhavantu. May all beings be happy, in joy, at peace, free and liberated from pain and suffering. Loka samasta sukino bhavantu. Daeja intadua. This means, so be it, so it is done. You've asked, and now you've received. The work is already in progress. Please trust that. And know that you are safe and all is well. Coming in and grounding all of the energies, allowing the Melchizedek beings to imprint each one of your cells, molecules, atoms, chromosomes, mitochondria, DNA. All of your chakras, nadis, meridians are all being combed down, harmonizing your mind, body, and spirit with your soul. Healing the physical bodies, mental, emotional bodies, spiritual bodies, etheric bodies, all of your soul bodies as one divine being. Staying in your heart, staying in your body, just feeling your body now. And anything that needs to be healed and sealed has already been addressed. Allow that medicine, that healing ointment, that balm, that essence, the perfect remedy, the perfect prescription, the perfect dosage. Allow it with its own intelligence to instruct your bodies on how to heal on all levels and layers of your being, in all timelines, in all dimensions, lifetimes, and realities, past, present, your future selves, your future timelines, all merging into one, for your highest and greatest good as one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. I just want to thank everyone for being here on this call. Oh, such a joy. And my heart is overflowing with gratitude for each and every one of you. Thank you for staying so long with me on this call, too. I really appreciate and love. I love you and thank you for being in my life. And I look forward to playing with you next week. Please stay in touch with me if you haven't subscribed to my upcoming classes. I will be starting a new class next week. I would love for you to be a part of it, so you can always log on to VandanaLightHealing.com. Thank you, and I love you. I bless you. Namaste for today. Be well and live well. Bye-bye.